Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 9, King Herod was perplexed about all the happenings, surrounding Jesus. He wasn't sure what to make of him, who he was. And as we're told, he kept trying to see him. But as Father Francis Fernandez explains, Herod wanted to see the Lord to satisfy his curiosity. This explains why he did not really find Jesus. Herod would eventually see Jesus in person, when he was suffering his passion, but he never found him. In fact, Herod mocked our Lord and sent him away back to Pilate. Jesus can be found by anyone who has eyes to see. That is, eyes of faith with right intentions and a pure heart and soul. As Jesus preached in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Sin, particularly sins of impurity and unchastity, only darken the mind and make it all the more difficult for a person to find God and to live by faith in Him. St. Augustine put it this way: love for the shadows ends up making the eyes of the soul weaker and weaker. The eyes become unable to see the face of God. Therefore, the more a man gives in to his weakness, the more he slips into darkness. So sin is the great obstacle in a person's search for God. In the Gospels, there was a certain episode when some Greeks who arrived in Jerusalem asked Philip, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." And they were in some way speaking on behalf of every person, for everyone wishes to see Jesus, to see God, the face of God. Our lives here on earth are but, you could say, one long search for God, like the wise men from the East who traveled a great distance, to find the newborn King and Savior, who were guided by that mysterious star, which is a symbol of the light of faith, which does lead a person to Christ. Now, finding God in this life with the light of faith is not, however, the perfect vision of Him that we all desire, since a certain darkness still remains, like the darkness or blindness that we might experience when looking at the sun with a naked eye. It's too bright, and so it dazzles us and makes us blinded, for at least temporarily, and darkened. As St. Paul explains, "For now we see in the mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known." So light of faith, it's the lantern, you could say, that lights up our path as we journey on pilgrimage to heaven. We need this light. And only in heaven will we see God directly. As St. John writes in his first letter, "When God is revealed, it is fully in heaven, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is." So faith is only for this life. In the next life, it will give way to vision, the perfect vision of God, the beatific vision, reserved for those who spent their lives here on earth seeking for the Lord, obedient to Christ's words, "Seek and you will find." Faith enables us to find our Lord, in prayer, in the Word of God, even in other people, the poor, the suffering, the least of our brethren, as Jesus says. in the church, in the sacraments, especially in the most blessed sacrament, the most holy Eucharist. We ask Mary, Mother of Faith, to strengthen our faith in her Son and to be beacons of light in this world of darkness, to a faithless generation that we live in, to so many souls who really long to see Christ and find God, who alone is the light of the world. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.